left foot.
Moment in time. We're taking a moment out of our day to take a wellness break. And we're reminding you that you are soul purpose. We are all purposed. We all have a purpose in life. And we want to live and walk in our purpose. So we are back here with your active affirmation. So I'm going to say it, and as I say it, you'll hear it. Then I'll speak it again, and the second time, speak it with me so that we're speaking it into existence. So here is our active affirmation. I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. Now together. I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. Make sure you continue to affirm that today and every morning wake up with your active affirmation. So we're excited here today. We're going to really make this a soulful groove today. And we're talking about the launch of our cleanse program. I really need you to email Just Do It. JustDoIt. Just do it. At imwalkinginwellness.com. That's Just Do It at imwalkinginwellness. Please email us so that we can send you the publication. So I just created a publication. So all questions are answered. What you need to do each day. We break it down by week. But the main things we want to focus on during the cleanse is our diet. We want to make sure that we're eating things that cleanse our bodies, our organs, and our cells. So we're focusing in on our diet, the supplements that will help make sure that you're doing a deep cleanse. We really want to work from the upper through the lower colon. We want to cleanse out our entire colon, detox our liver, and get the parasites out. So this is for a deep cleanse. And we're doing this as a 28-day cleanse this time because we want to spend the first 7 days preparing. So I'm letting you know now. Email Just Do It at I'm Walking in Wellness. Get your booklet. We've got a shopping list, things that you can buy so that you, you know, when you're going out and purchasing, and just in case, you know, there's Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. Those are like national chains. But in case they're not in your local neighborhood or you don't know where the Whole Foods store is, to get some of the items that you don't find in your supermarket, we've opened up a Soul Purpose Amazon store. So that you, this way I know that you can get your Himalayan salt. You can get your stevia. Your organic stevia. These are all a recommendation. So I want to make sure that you have access to what you need. Because we're all in different locations. And hey, even myself, I'm not near those stores locally. So for me, the cost that it would cost to ship, to order those items and have them shipped, can be the same cost or less than me actually having to go out and get them because they're not near me. So I want to make sure that whatever we suggest you have access to. And so some of these items you may have to go to, I don't know what your local supermarket is, but if you can't find it there, definitely we all have a farmer's market. You should be able to find it in a farmer's market or a produce market. That's in your area. And so, because it's really, there's no special, most of the foods are not special or different. It's just a combination. It's just choosing the right foods that help cleanse. So that's one good thing. And during this period, we're going to use today and the rest of this week up until next Monday. So you have today through next Monday to be, you're working on your transition. So you want to start looking at what am I eating? All of these little things that you shouldn't really be, start working them out so that you will be in another place when you start your cleanse. And the main thing, we want to increase raw fruits and vegetables. So as you go shopping for the rest of the month, you're going shopping this week, you have to get your raw fruits and vegetables. You also want to eliminate as much processed foods. Again, we say no white sugar, no white salt, and no white flour. So you want to eliminate those out your diet. And then pancake mix, it's better you make your own instead of buying a processed pancake mix. Syrup, instead of buying syrup, you want to get the agave. And I say all that we've given you access to. So those are just some standard things you really want to take out of your diet. It's probably good even if you take cereal out, eliminate corn unless you got the blue corn, organic blue corn. If you're talking about that, you want to eliminate the corn, corn meals, and all of them out of your diet. Now, like I said, your whole food, look for the organic blue corn and, you know, get those things. And so you can have, they have grits that are made out of that. Cornmeal, and just, you know, get the organic blue corn that's derived from there, because our other corn is GMOs, okay? They're genetically modified, and it is known that the corn that we grow and all has a gene that is foreign to our body that is starting to begin to form a mutation within us. So you really want to stay away from the corn and corn products. So if you listen to this again, write things down as you need. If you're going shopping soon, today or tomorrow, just that's what you want to stay away from. And so you just want to do your best to eliminate those. So, like, what do I do if I don't have cereal? That's where your fruits are going to come in. So get a bunch of berries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries. You know, keep some berries around. And it's a good time to do a juice. If you want to do a big juice, and you know, you do your berry juice, do a big juice for the family, create, you know, a nice big juice. Everybody, you know, do some juicing. So everybody, you know, drink up, take a juice. And then maybe you want to do a whole grain bread as toast. If you're going to use butter, again, whenever you can do organic and unsalted. No salt, make sure there's no salt or anything in it, and do an unsalted butter. Other than that, I suggest you use coconut oil. Coconut oil is hardened, so if you want to do that as a spread, let it melt. You can use sesame oils, olive oils, you know, coconut oil is very good. So coconut oil is a must, that you must make sure you have coconut oil on your list and use that as your, you know, your oil substitute. Sesame oil is a great flavored oil. There's also, you know, there are a lot of rays of nice different oils. But, you know, you're common every day. You have your coconut, grapeseed oil, olive oil, it's not the first on the list, coconut first, grapeseed, sesame oil, those are all better oils, meaning no vegetable oil, even no canola oil. I know a lot of them recommend canola, but I would even stay away from vegetable, corn oil, canola oils. And so that means, oh, wow, for us frying, for these 21 days, just try to stay away from frying foods. You can really live without frying. There are things you can do to make crispy chicken, to make things, you know, you can crisp them in a low amount of oil, you know, through the oven. There are different ways you can take on foods. But as far as deep frying, make that one goal just for the 3 weeks that you're cleansed to remove deep fried foods. And there are a lot of great alternatives you can use. Again, if you go to Cooking with Flavor, check out some recipes there. It's cookingwithflavor.net. Make sure you do cookingwithflavor.net. Cookingwithflavor.net. And but sweet potatoes are great. Go down your little, get sweet potatoes. All you got to do is wash them off. And you can put them in your microwave for 10 minutes. And cut them open and season them with, a touch of salt. And you put your stevia on it, your agave on it, some coconut oil for your butter, cinnamon, ginger. Delicious. It's delicious, it's tasteful, it's quick, and it's healthy. It is such, like, you have your good carb, bad carbs. Sweet potatoes to white potatoes, they do not, sweet potatoes don't send your glycemic level way up. The body digests, it's just much better for you to do a sweet potato over a white potato. Like I said, you can just bake it, put it in the oven, in your microwave for 10 minutes. If you want to put them in the oven, you're probably going to need about 45 minutes if you want to put them in the oven. You know, you may want to parboil them a little bit and then put them in the oven. Or if you want to, you know, boil them down. You know, boil them, peel them, you know, mash them up with, again, your same thing, your coconut oil, your agave or your stevia, cinnamon, ginger, great taste, great dish for you. So those are just some of the different ways, some different things that you can enjoy that taste delicious, but it's better for you. And so we're going to have some recipes and ideas, and these are also things you can look for. But the main thing by incorporating the right foods, like you said, with breakfast, is nothing, a whole grain breakfast, you use canola. You can use canola on your breakfast. There are just various whole grains. Matter of fact, I found a list of 15 whole grain breakfasts. So whether it's a whole grain waffle with fruit, just 15 great ideas for breakfast that you can use. So we're going to give you, you know, ideas and different things. You know, your lunch. You want to do 3 meals a day. We'll be doing 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. So it is better to eat less more often. That's a good thing. So if you do 2 meals, 3 meals and 2 snacks, it's really going to help you and really will do well. So if you're attempting to lose weight, it's still a good thing. If you're attempting to gain weight, it's still a good thing. Also, whether you want to lose weight, gain weight, or if you have certain health issues, you know, I really do suggest as you go through this cleanse that you make sure you let your doctor know. Call your doctor, let them know, well, you know, I'm doing a cleanse. And that's why we're getting you the written document. But what's going to work best, and you just fax it over to your doctor so they see it. If they feel something foreign or something that's not going to work with your medicines, I'm not going to tell you to stop taking any medicines. I will not tell you to stop taking any medicines during the cleanse. We will be cleansing your liver, so anything stagnant that's laid over will be washed out. So please don't change anything your doctor told you to do. But you should make sure your doctor is aware of it so that there is no interaction with anything or nothing's working against any program or anything you're on. So that's where we come to the next important part, is for you to call in to get your self-care consultation. You need to have a self-care consultation. And that number is 1-877-552-7012. I'm at extension 1111. Call in, get your self-care consultation. It costs $90 normally. It is free to you. The consultation is free. That part is free for you. And so what you want to do is call in, and this way we can evaluate, because there are different ways we can do these cleanse. So we're going to take a music break and talk about some of the different supplements that you can take. I suggest everyone, since we're doing a deep cleanse, that we're all going to need supplements, because we're going to do a deeper cleanse than just our normal diet would. And I probably wouldn't be hard to say that probably 90% of the audience listening to this show is not, you know, living a standard wellness lifestyle and not taking eating all of these things on a normal basis, where they may not need as deep as a cleanse. But we're looking to really rid toxins and parasites from our bodies. So, you know, to that end, you're going to need a supplement. But in order not to overdo it, and to match, you know, your lifestyle and what you're doing. We're going to choose different, you know, different mythologies or different supplements to work with our programs. So we're going to talk about all the different supplements that we'll be using, general ones, and then if people have anything specific, we still have a lot more. But these ones I find are the best, you know, will address most of our general needs. So for the soulful break right now, I think we're going to do a little Bringing It Back featuring Anon. This is by Desi DeLario from her album, This is Neo Ragtime. Yes, they have coined this genre called Neo Ragtime, and they're bringing it back.
Something new, but we're bringing it back. Spread the news like we under attack. Mr. DJ, gotta play this track. If you won't, then you don't know that. Something new, but we're bringing it back. Spread the news like we under attack. If you don't, then you don't know that. Come on, we come to your club, cause the DJ's whack.
Yeah. got finished listening to Desi DeLario's Bringing It Back featuring A9 from her album, This Is Neo Ragtime. And now we're back again with Soul Purpose Tuesday. If you're just tuning in, this is Soul Purpose Tuesday. I'm walking in wellness, and this is your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove. And we are here to inspire you to live well. And with that, we're talking about our 28-day cleanse that we are beginning this week. And in talking about our 28-day cleanse, we want to remind you to, we want to remind you about the great products that we will be using. So we're going to be using various different products, and we're going to first start with one. When we start to cleanse, you'll see we'll talk about preparing a home. Your atmosphere. There's a question that we pose here on Soul Purpose Tuesday. Is what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and allowing your spirit, is it life-giving or life-robbing? That's what we ask you. So if it is life-giving or life-robbing, we always want you to look at that. And so far as what we're allowing into our spirit as we start this cleanse, we want to make sure that we are at an optimal place. Your key, so let's look at the home, the overall home and the atmosphere of the home we want to set. And then we have two key rooms we're going to be looking at, is the kitchen and the bathroom. So in our cleanse, we want to look at our ancient legacy. It has a great cleanse that's part of the ancient legacy. And this is great for your home. So this is an oil that you use, and you diffuse your oil. You let it burn throughout the house, and it will help clean up any negative energy and all in the home. Also, lemongrass, if you use some lemongrass oil and water, it's great to clean out your bases, your woodwork space, and your bases in your home. So as you just clean through the home, you burn your oil, you clean with your lemongrass and water, clean all your bases and woodworks, and it will really help change any stagnant, dead energy, negative energy, as well as lighten up the home. So you want to make sure you just set that home atmosphere while you're doing your cleanse. So I know we're cleansing our bodies, but we're also working on our mind and our hearts and our soul. And your home is a refuge. It's going to be stressful because we're doing a change, and change is always stressful. It's not necessarily bad, but it does add stress. So you want to create, comfortable environments, safe environments, and after dealing with the stress of your day, when you come home, you want that to be a refuge. So you want to make sure that you're conscious during this week of setting up the home as a refuge. So part of that as well is creating a sacred space within your home, a sacred place or space within the home. So find an area. This does not have to necessarily be a room. This could be a corner. This could be an area, a nook. You can even challenge everyone in the family to create a sacred space. Hey, find a sacred space or area in your room or someplace in the house that you can go to and be quiet. Where you can go to, be still, be quiet. You can meditate, pray. Just a nice little sacred space. And there you can do fountains. Again, like I said, we give you access, so we put up some nice little fountains, different types of fountains. You can, do trays and do your rocks. We have great candles, so you can order candles from us, soy candles, which is so important because they don't burn any soot or toxins, because wax wicks, the normal wicks and wax candles do burn a poisonous byproduct gas when it burns. And so with the soy candle, it doesn't do that. And the other option, too, we'll look to put some of those in, find some electric candle burners if you you know, if you can find some. And we'll look for some to put in the Soul Purpose Amazon store. But with an electric candle burner, you can just plug that in and you don't even have to worry about a flame. So when you're not burning the flame, you don't have to worry about the gas that comes from the match, or if you use matches, or from the oil that creates the fire. So, and then also there are some places, because you may even create a sacred space at work, in your cubicle, in your office. And if you do that at work, you definitely no flaming at the job. And you may not want to flame if you have children around and all. You may not want to burn a flame, but definitely not at jobs or if you're in public places where you may be. But you can just plug in a simple electric candle burner, set our candles on there. They will melt nicely, and then once you unplug it, it hardens again, and you still have it. That's what's so great about it. You haven't burnt the wick. It will just last you forever. And then the oil you can also use, if you want, to put on your hands and moisturize as you burn. So soy candles are wonderful, but they're definitely great to use in your sacred space and to get an aroma that works with you, or use the oils. Again, these are all great things that you can do. So we definitely want to work on our sacred space and work on our next room is the kitchen. And you just want to make sure that your kitchen is nice, clean, and fresh and organized. Especially if you're getting new things. I mean, you know, you're doing your raw fruits and stuff. You want to do your best to get these things in order and keep them organized so you can just grab up things, snatch up things as you need. So you definitely want to make sure that that is in place. And then your bathroom, same thing. Make it clean, make it comfortable, make it soothing. Make sure you have your disinfectants right there. Make sure you're wiping down. Remind the kids to wipe down, because we are dispelling toxins, parasites, and those things. But because of that, you want to be extra clean. So you want to make sure you have your quality disinfectants and that you have rags and things to keep things wiped down. Make sure, you know, this is a time where you want to wipe down the toilet after every use. You know, make sure that's wiped down. Make sure that after you wash your hands and everything, that you wipe down, use a rag to wipe down the faucets and the doorknobs. Because, you know, we get up, we touch those things with our germs. So we want to be extra clean during this process, because there are tooth going on. As we're eliminating and getting things out, your body can weaken, even though we're using nutrients at the same time to build up. But we are letting out extra germs, extra toxins, and most of them are going to be in this one concentrated place. So, if you know, make sure that everyone wipes down the toilet and all after they use it. And it'll probably be good once a day to maybe scrub the inside. So those are just some suggestions to do with the bathroom, like I said, the kitchen, and both the bathroom too. Make it inviting. You can do some oils, diffuse some oils in there. You can burn a candle in the bathroom, in the kitchen as well, just to make sure that these are places where we congregate anyway. Let's make them soothing and let them allow us to help us de-stress and help us eliminate by being soothing places within the home. And so then we're going to be looking at supplements that we'll be taking as far as cleansing. And those supplements, one is our terrain. Now, the terrain is really great when we take the terrain for the detox. And various terrain groups, but they have a 3-pack that's for detox. So this is where we're looking at cleansing parasites in our liver. So we're not going to do this, start the terrain, until the third week. The first week, we're preparing ourselves. The second week, we're in our first week. week of full cleanse. And there we want to focus on cleansing the colon. We want to focus on cleansing our upper and lower colon, getting it all cleansed out. And we want to do that before we go into our detox. The last 2 weeks are just is our detox, continuation of our detox and cleanse. But we really want to work on getting our colon cleansed out and not impacted before we work on detoxing the toxins, because we don't want to keep stuff locked in. So that is the reason why the order of where we go. But our terrain, the terrain consists of, it says this, transform your terrain with terrain holy basil, turmeric, and terrain mint thistle for a powerful detoxing combination. Each supplement contains vitamin, probiotics, enzymes, and antioxidants, as well as powerful active compounds that give traditional herbs their health benefits. You're rebuilding your inner ecosystem and replenishing key nutrients your body craves with the terrain living herbals. And they are liquid, which means the body absorbs them much easier. And so we have turmeric, mixed thistle, and holy basil. And the reason why for these, just to let you understand the properties, when we're talking about milk thistle, and this is what helps us determine why I say when you get your consultation, we'll know what works best for you, because based on these benefits and all, and so... Mixed thistle is great. It's a supplement, and it detoxifies and protects vital liver functions. And it's a natural treatment for liver disorders. And it's more, again, it's known as mixed thistle and lady thistle. And, it gets its name from the milky white fluid that comes from the plant's leaves when they are crushed. It is native of southern Europe, southern Russia, Asia Minor, and North Africa. And it's also been naturalized to North and South America. But it's native to those other areas, but it's been naturalized to North and South America as well. Okay, the benefits of it specifically. It's most commonly used medicinal plants in the world and is also the number one recommended natural herb for liver health. And it is a prescribed medication in Europe. It's to treat mushroom poisonings, alcoholic cirrhosis, chronic hepatitis, drug and alcohol-induced liver damage, and acute viral hepatitis, just to name a few. These are things that it's used to treat. But it's used to maintain liver health and to protect the liver from effects of toxins, a polluted environment or workplace, and a host of liver-related diseases. So the purpose of us additionally, non-liver-related benefits of mixed thistle includes lowers cholesterol levels, which benefits your heart. It reduces the growth of cancer cells in breast, lung, colon, prostate, cervical, and renal cancers. It functions as a therapeutic agent for the prevention of Alzheimer's disease. Improves blood sugar levels. That's for us diabetics, for those diabetics. Ooh, let me not speak that. I'm not diabetic. Contains numerous anti-aging properties. Reduces cell damage caused by radiation and chemotherapy treatments, supplements sunscreen protection, and may be useful against multiple types of skin disease, works as free radical scavenger and powerful antioxidant, reduces hot flashes and other related menopausal symptoms, hey, helps with intestinal and indigestion issues, and reduces the effect of Depcath mushroom poisoning. So those are the benefits of mixed thistle and why it is part of this detox regimen. And again, when that's why the self-care consultation is so important, because we look at, okay, what's going on with you, you know, if you are a cancer survivor, you're surviving from cancer, if you're going through radiation and treatment, we know this is good to add to your mix. Also, it's you need if you are doing these things under doctor's care and you're taking medicines and things, you may be taking a certain amount of Mixed Thistle or something, so you may need to let your doctor know to make sure you're not getting an overload. Never is too much. You can always do too much of something, and it becomes toxic. So you don't want that to happen. And so that's why I said it's important to let your doctor know. And these days, you can email your doctor, you can fax your doctor, you can, you know, call them and let them know. It does not mean you necessarily have to go in and take a visit. And so the other one is holy basil. So we're going to take a look at holy basil and see that benefit. And then the last one is turmeric. And turmeric has a lot of great properties as well. And so you just want to look at this. So one thing, the first thing with holy basil, it has healing powers. It's the Tulsi plant with many medicinal properties. The leaves are nerve tonic and also sharpen memory. They promote the removal of catarrhal matter and phlegm from the bronchial tube. Okay. The leaves strengthen the stomach and induces copious perspiration. And the seed of the plant are mucilaginous. Yes. You know, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know what that means. So those are things I would look up. Two, fever and common cold. Now, it just says how it removes all the mucus and out of the esophagus and different things. So, of course, it's great for fever and common cold. They're specific for fevers during the rainy season. When malaria and dengue fever, wildly prevalent, tender leaves boiled with tea act as preventive against these diseases. Cases of acute fever, decoction of the leaves. For coughs or throats, you know, all of these things, they help. Again, the key thing, respiratory disorder, said esophagus, mucus. These are key things that the holy basil is working with in detoxifying your body. Mucus is very toxic to our body. So it is getting the mucus out of our body, out of our systems. And that is one of the key things, respiratory disorders. So there is working with our respiratory system. This is how we're touching the whole body. Kidney stone. It is also working and strengthening and cleansing our kidney, detoxifying our kidneys. And heart disorder is beneficial in cardiac disease and the weakness resulting from them. It reduces the level of blood cholesterol. And that's our good cholesterol. We had to be mindful. Medicines like statins and all, and again, have discussions with your doctors, but statins reduces all cholesterol. Antibiotics reduces kill all of our antibodies, but all of our antibodies aren't bad. All bacteria is not bad. When you kill them all, then it weakens the system because it kills the ones that are good, that's helping the germs and all. So you do need to be mindful when you're taking these things. You need to at the same time build up your good cholesterol, your good antibodies. And so you just need to be mindful. So the children ailments, it's good for children with common pediatric problems like cough, cold, fever, diarrhea, vomiting. So soothing to the stomach as well. Stress. The basil leaves are regarded as an adaptogen or anti-stress agent. Recent studies have shown that the leaves afford significant protection against stress. Even healthy persons can benefit from basil twice a day to prevent stress. It purifies the blood and helps prevent common ailments, several common ailments. Mouth infections, insect bites, skin disorders, teeth disorders. already. And so it's really good that we take in a liquid. Can be used. You can actually take the dried leaves that, and if you dry them in the sun and powdered, you can crush them down and use them for brushing your teeth. And if you mix that with mustard oil, you make a paste and use it as a toothpaste. And it's very good for maintaining your dental health, counteracting bad breath, and for massaging the gums. It's also useful in pyorrhea and other disorders. So what you may want to do also as you're taking your detox, if you have, you know, some mouth disorders, you may want to just gargle once or twice a day with the holy basil. You know, swish it around in your mouth, let it sit on your gums or whatnot. Take a little, put some on the side, massage your gums with the holy basil. So these are just some things that you can do when you get your Terrain. That's T-E-R-R-A-I-N. You're going to get your Terrain detox blend. And, of course, you're getting that from, you go to imwalkinginwellness.my94life. And so that's my90forlife.com. So I'm walking in wellness.my90forlife.com. And just remember that the 90 represents the 90 essential nutrients and minerals our body needs, our cells need, in order to be optimal. Basil also helps with eye disorders for sore eyes and night blindness, which generally is caused by deficiency of vitamin A. So those are just properties of holy basil. And then the other one we're looking at is, the other one was turmeric. You want to look at the turmeric. So the benefits of turmeric are great as well. And so you can, you know, check out your benefits, these things yourselves, but this is why we would recommend, all of these things would be recommended for anyone. This is a detox maybe recommended for anyone with certain issues. Like for me and my family, we're going to use the Terrain. My mom has Alzheimer's, so just the milk thistle alone she desperately needs. And I probably will be ordering it separately as ongoing. But with me, I definitely memory sharpening I need, and I have a lot of mucus. So the holy basil also works for me. And so just for our whole family and what issues and all we're dealing with, the Terrain is going to work best for us. Because we've really been working in our diet anyway. So we've been working a lot in our diet. So we want to go to the part of the detox and focus in. So we're going to get the Terrain. Now, for those, if you're not so strict on your diet, you're just beginning, you may definitely want to also take what our True Line. And you can either just do the True Cleanse, which the True Cleanse will work with. That is just, you know, giving you a good cleanse as well as giving you your nutrients back in your system. And your True Cleanse is a powerful proprietary blend of alkaline cleansing ingredients and a powerful antioxidant blend. It's all in one pack. It's much more than just a detoxifying supplement. It also flushes your body with antioxidants. When we cleanse, it's important, again, also to nourish the body. Otherwise, the body will reabsorb many of the toxins it's attempting to release. So the True Cleanse, you order your True Cleanse. And you can do the True Cleanse in the first part, and then in your second part, you can do your Terrain. So your True Cleanse, we're looking for the True Cleanse really as the working with cleansing our colon, helping us cleanse our colon. That's when we look for the True Cleanse. Now, in the True Cleanse products, you also have they have the full line. So if you want, and there are different ones. If you're looking to lose weight and all of that, and you want to slenderize, we have a full premiere which does your cleanse, your enzymes, your liver detox. It's a 30-day program. You have your Slender X, to lose weight, your meal replacements. So if that is your focus, when that's the premier, when you do that, you're also going to be, you're going to have meal replacements that you're going to be using. So your diet will look a little bit different. You still do your snacking, but you're going to have meal replacements. You're going to be looking at different things. If you're looking to lose weight, if that's what you want to do, overall lose weight, then we have the full detox and the your Slender FX, your different things that you need for losing weight. You have your Slender FX shake. You get two shake bottles, and it's a full 30-day program that you do. So, again, that's why I say it's really important that we look at, you know, what your needs and what your desires are. Enzymes. Even though, now, if you're taking a terrain, it has enzymes in there, but you may want, may not, or you may have extra, if you have digestive problems, then we look at the enzymes and true enzymes that help to make sure that you're digesting your food the way you need to and the body's breaking it down and it's being used the way it needs to. And then again, as I stated, we have the full, okay, let me just see. We want to, okay, I'm looking up the detox. There's one more program where they have the True has a full program. Yeah, it's your 30-day detox program. And there are different programs, too, with, if you want to do, you know, far as, again, we'll say with the cleansing or with the Slender, if you want to slim down or bulk up. If you want to bulk up, we still use the Slender FX, but how you use it becomes different. As opposed to using it and mixing it, you start to make drinks and shakes and things that bulk you up. And so, again, it depends on what your desire is. Now, I really suggest if you're cleansing and you're looking at losing 20 or less pounds, even if you're looking at 30 pounds and you're going to seriously do the cleanse, I would do the cleanse first and to see where you are, because you're going to lose water weight. You're going to lose, you know, waste. You're going to lose a minimum of cleansing. You're going to lose a minimum of 10 pounds that's just coming from waste and water and all of that. So that's going to happen. You're going to lose like 10 pounds just from that alone. And, of course, we're exercising daily. We're doing daily affirmations. So if you, when you do the full program, you're going to lose a minimum of 10 pounds. So if you're only looking to lose 10, 20, even 30 pounds, you may not necessarily want to go on the Slender program, because you may not need it, because you can, you know, shed these other pounds without going there. But if you're looking to lose 40, 50, or even more pounds, then you want to do the weight loss, the weight management system. And as I stated, our True Life also has the detox system, which is designed to give you fast start in your race toward optimal health and vitality. So here you have your Liver Pure. So it has everything. It's cleansing everything, again, from your colon to your liver, your parasites, your enzymes for digestion. That's a full system. So these are all the different programs. And to let you know, first, if you need to register yourself a minimum as a preferred customer, and it's only $10 to register yourself as a preferred customer. And if you do that as a preferred customer, that means you get 25 to 30% discount on most things. All of the detox things will be 30% less. So, for example, the full program for the True Life, the full detox, is $216 retail. But as a preferred customer, you only pay $150. The terrain is $100-something, but as a preferred customer, you only pay $99. So that's a big difference. and it's only $10 and to do that, to be that preferred customer and be a member and to receive discounts, specials, all type of things. If you're actually interested in doing the business and you're good at it and you get people to join you, because I'm going to tell you about our partner program. Our goal is we need 10 people. The first, once 10 people register with the program, and how do you register with this program? That means you call, you get your self-care consultation, and you're going to be ordering a product. Whatever it is, whatever you need, you're going to be ordering something. So when you order whatever you order, you're automatically registered. And get people to come with you. Get people to work with you. When 10 people are registered, the first 10 people will all get, as a thank you gift for being the first 10 people registered, you're going to get this beautiful Relax, Relate, Release notepad. And you will see it in your, you'll see the partner gift. You will see it in your program book. And the reason why we're doing these things, it's really good to get someone to work with you. It helps you stay on. Have accountability partners for you to be accountable for one another. We really want you to get well. We really want you to commit. And I know a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to take some of this and take some of that. And I'm the hard head who's telling you from experience. Programs are designed for a reason. They're very methodical. And to get the full benefit, you need to follow the program. And you're going to, again, unless you are already on super healthy, already doing these things, already taking herbs, already eating fully holistically, you're going to need a supplement to help you with your cleanse. And also, this is not a monthly, we'll be doing this for 21-8 days, but this is not a monthly program. Your cleanse is not a monthly program. This is something you do twice to three times a year. But look, we're generally looking at fall and spring is all the time you need to do it. So with that, that's what it takes to register. So you need to order. But when you call your self-care consultation, you can see what you need. We'll see based off of where you live and what's best for you. If you're, you know, doing, you know, well, we're eating some of it, we can eat better, but we've already started working on this healthy lifestyle. I'm like, well, okay, let's work on our diet, let's get the terrain, and let's focus there. That gets you started, you got your terrain. And then also, yeah, your body. Your skin is porous, so what you put on your skin seeps into your tissues and your bloodstream. And I know it seems like a lot, like, oh, my gosh, everything. But we are going through this process. We want to learn, and we want to understand. So as we cleanse the inside, we don't want to keep putting toxins back in our body through what we're putting on our skin. So we also want you to order at least a shower gel and lotion. A scrub would be great. We have many different scrubs, but we do have a sale on our Thai water lily scrub. It's only $10 while supplies last because it is being discontinued, so you want to get it now. But it's only $10. It'll definitely last you for the month. Comes and it's so easy. Comes in a tube. You squeeze it out. You always cleanse yourself first, so you put on your shower gel and you cleanse the body. Then you do your scrub. Rinse your scrub off, pat yourself down, and moisturize. That's the process. So you don't need to scrub daily, but you definitely want to scrub at least once a week. You should do that all the time, honestly, because we form dead skin cells do form. You need to take them off. Scrubbing, you know, exfoliates. It lifts all of those dead skin cells, gets them off of you, and allows, you know, your natural oils and everything to come through. The salt detoxifies the skin. So you have, you know, sea salt scrubs, and we have salt scrubs, and we have sugar scrubs, so whichever one you choose. But you definitely want what you're cleansing your body with. We also have great shampoo. And for your face, the whole face line, your feet, you know, if your feet's an issue for you and it's really important and you really have sore feet, bad feet, you definitely have a great foot soak and a foot scrub. Or maybe you just want to focus on a scrub, or even better, and if you have sore feet or sore muscles, we have just different things to work with those aches and pains. So we have a great moisturizer for the feet. If you have super dry feet, we just have different things to work for you. And again, that's why when in a self-care consultation, we take 5 different areas of your life. And we look at each area, and then we make recommendations in those areas. And then that will help shape your order, what you need to order. So let's get started. Let's get started. We're going to take another soulful break, and we're going to come back and close out the show. Well, we're about ready to close out the show. So as we close out this show, we're going to do a little bit of Everything is Everything from Lauryn Hill. And just stay focused, 28 days. Give me a call, 1-877-552-7012, at extension 1111. Just give us a call. And you continue to have a Soul Purpose Tuesday. Please give us a call, and we'll tell you how to tune in tonight for some more Tuesdays with Soul Purpose.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that dream.